This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. People packed Kenosha's council chambers to protest Microsoft's data center proposal last night. A lot of people raised concerns about water use and the environment. The land in question is near the Mars Cheese Castle, and it's already been rezoned. Microsoft says they plan to build responsibly. They've already got two data centers under construction in Mount Pleasant. A Caledonia site was dropped after objections. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking for a guy accused of shooting into a home and driving off. A statement says they're seeking 29-year-old Jake Wenzel, accused of firing at a house in Trevor. Cops have his picture on their social media pages. He's considered armed and dangerous, and people are urged to avoid him and call police if seen. Former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel is now the interim U.S. Attorney for Eastern Wisconsin. His appointment has bypassed the usual bipartisan process. In a statement, he says he aims to support his team and serve the district, which includes Racine and Kenosha. Gateway Technical College is inviting public feedback in their search for a new president. They've got two online focus groups scheduled for next week. The school says the public thoughts will be used in the search process. There is an online survey for those unable to attend. And Racine is offering a cadet program for aspiring firefighters. The effort for those in college provides up to 25 hours of weekly paid hands-on training. You got to apply by December 12th, and there's more information on the city's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, have called upon. I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with rain likely for a pretty good chunk of the day here today. Our high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind east at about 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.